Good morning. We are on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Bet, page 111b. So the last thing we saw was the Gemara is discussing the dispute as to whether a Ger Toshav, a non-Jew who observes the laws of not worshipping idols, who's accepted the basics of ethics and morality. If he's your employee, do all the laws of not delaying payment of wages apply? Or maybe only those laws that are written in the book of Dvarim apply to him? So the Gemara had said, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, we're now in the second line of the wider lines in the bottom of the page, asks Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, who does not have the gzeira shava of sachir sachir, to take whatever is written in Dvarim and link it with whatever is in Vayikra. So, hai lo talin pula sachir itchad boker, my avidle. What does he learn from the word itcha? So the Gemara answers me, Boile, he needs it. Le kidr of Asi, for the lesson of Rav Asi. Tam Rav Asi said, Afiu lo scharo elo lifzer lo eshkol echad shel anavim. Even if he only hired him to pick one cluster of grapes, he didn't hire him for a lot of work, just for one cluster. If he doesn't pay him right away, over Mishom Baltalin, he violates the law. Don't go to sleep with the wages of your employee still in your hands. V'idach, now the one who learned Sachir Sachir, so he needed Itcha to tell me that animals and utensils are included in Baltalin, the Tana of Armishta said that the word itcha, you learn that animals and utensils are included in Baltalin. So according to him, so how does he know this law? That even if he's only doing a little thing, there's a law of Baltalin. Even if you only hired him to pick one cluster, you can't delay the wages. He learns that from a different verse. Ve'elavu noseyas nafsho nafka. The Pasuk says, and to it, to his wages, the employee is lifting up his life. Whatever he puts his life out for, anything that he obligated himself to do, you need to pay him. Now the one who already learned this law that you have to pay on time, even someone who's doing a small amount of work for you, he learned that from the verse that says, itcha, he's with you. So what does he do with ve'elavu nosei asnafsho? Hahu, that phrase, miboy lilikidatanya, he needs it for the following lesson of the Braisa. The Braisa says, the Pasuk said, the verse said, ve'elavu nosei asnafsho, and to it he is lifting up his life. In other words, he's risking his life to work. That's the nature of a worker. Workers take jobs that are, they put their life on the line. For example, why would this person climb this ramp, or nitla ba'ilan, or hang on the top of a tree? He puts his life on the line, right? A guy who's working in construction, he's working in a mine, he's risking his life for what he's doing. Why is he doing that? Why? Lo al scharo. Isn't he doing it for his wage? Because he needs the wage, and he's desperate for the wage. So he's risking his life for the wage. So how dare an employer not pay the wage? How dare he do that? Here the employee is putting his life on the line for these things, and he's not going to pay him the wage? That's what the Pasuk is arguing. Davar acher, another lesson, again, that this phrase, ve'elavu nosei asnafsho, is telling you an inspiration to make sure you go out and you pay the worker on time. Davar acher, another explanation. The Pasuk said, Ve'elav unosei esnafsho, And to this, he's lifting up his life. It's saying like this, Kalakovish Skar Sakhir. Anyone who has money for an employee, and he holds it back, he doesn't pay it. It's as if he's taking the life of the employee. You're taking his life. So all the more reason to pay it on time. So what does it mean, you're taking his life? Taking whose life? So here there was a question between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Chad amar nafshol shel gazlan. The pasuk is saying that the employer who doesn't pay the wage on time is taking his life, is taking the life of the employer. An employer who doesn't pay the wage on time is killing himself, because since he's causing the death of the employee, because the employee is desperate for the cash right away, measure for measure, God is going to come and take away his life. So what a dangerous thing to decide not to pay a worker on time and to drag him out. It's literally to put one's own life on the line to do that. Chayramer, the other version was, no, nafshol shel nigzal. Pasuk is saying, if an employer doesn't pay the employee, so it can be killing the employee. The employee might be desperate. The one who read this verse as meaning the life of the thief, because the pasuk says, "Al tigzol dal, don't steal from the poor, ki dal hu, because he is poor. Val tadake ani bishar, and don't oppress a poor man in the gate." And the verse continues, "Ki Hashem yariv rivam, because God will fight their fight." The kava. Eskov Ahem Nefesh, and curse those who curse them by taking their souls. So the verse says that God kills the people who steal from the poor. It's so terrible to steal from the poor. They're so desperate for the money. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Ve'elav unoseis nafsho. Watch this law very carefully. It's a law of paying on time, but it's more than that. It's a law of keeping people alive, keeping the employer alive. And the one who's saying that the verse is saying better pay on time because it's the life of the employee, because the pasuk continues and says, so are the ways of all those, the pasuk in Mishlei, all those who commit crime, as nefesh ba'alav yikach, the life of its owner it takes. Vidach nami, and the other one will tell you, but the other one, Aksivas Nefesh Balav Yikach, it says the life of its owner it'll take. What it means is not the owner of the work, but the owner of that which is stolen from him, but rather, he'll tell you it means Balav Dahashta, the current owner, the employer. If he steals, he's taking his own life. Vidach nami, what about the other opinion? How could you say it's about stealing from the victim, that the thief is taking the life of the victim, but it says that God will curse them by their soul? So Gemara explains, Matam kavas koveim. The way to read the pasuk is, why does God curse those oppressors? Mishum denat lu nafesh, because they took the soul of a victim. But again, the killing here is the killing of the victim, not necessarily the killing of the thief. Okay. So that completed that discussion. Again, the Mishnah says, a Masai, when is there a law of Baltalin or Biyomo Titein Scharo, Lo Savo Alav Hashamesh? These laws are Bizman Shetavo, if the employee demanded his wages. But Lo Tavo, if the employee didn't ask for the money, and Eino over Aleph, then the employer is not violating these laws by not running to pay right away. Tan Rabbanan lent in a brisa. The pasuk says, "Lo talin pula sachir." Do not make to sleep over the wage of a worker. Yachal afilu lo tzavo. Maybe even if he didn't demand a wage, you're also violating this law of lo talin pula sachir. Tamaloma, that's what the pasuk continues and says, litcha, itcha, don't leave it with you. Ledatcha, to teach you that's only when it's only your decision of making the wage wait. But if it's not just your decision, it's your decision plus his decision. He's agreeing to make the wage wait. Proof, he's not asking for it. So then there is no violation. Furthermore, says the Braisa, Yachalafilu Einlo. Maybe there would be a violation even if the owner doesn't even have the money to pay. Tamalomar Itcha. That's also learned from the words with you. Sheyesh Itcha. The prohibition is only when the balabayas, the employer, has what to pay and he doesn't. Yachalafilu Mcho Etzel Chenveni Veetzel Shulchani. I would think that there is a prohibition even if the owner took the employee and stood him next to the storekeeper or the money changer and he told them that they need to pay the employee and they didn't pay the employee, then again the employer would be violating Talmud Lomar Itcha. That's what the Pasuk says with you. The prohibition is if don't let the wages sleep with you. But not if you had appointed someone else to pay and they didn't pay right away, then there is no violation of this law. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he accepted. That's when the Mishnah continued. If the employer stood the employee next to the storekeeper or the money changer and told them to pay his employee fruits that would be from the storekeeper or money from the money changer, and then they didn't pay right away, they didn't pay at the moment that the work was done, they waited 3 days and then they paid, there isn't a violation of these prohibitions. Ibailu had a question in the yeshiva. What happens if the storekeeper doesn't pay? So Choser, does the employee now go back to the person who hired him and demand the wage? Oh, ain't no Choser. Maybe he's not entitled to go back because he had already agreed that this other person was going to pay. Rav Sheshes Amar, ain't no Choser. He can't go back to the employer. Rabba Amar Choser. Rabba said, if the employer said the storekeeper will pay you, but the storekeeper didn't, so now the employee is entitled to go back to the employer. My rabbi taught me, no, Aminala, what's my source for this idea? Midiktani, because the Mishnah says, Eino over Olav. He doesn't violate. Mevar hudulo avar. There's no violation. Hameheder hader. But in terms of going back to the employer, that he could go back to the employer. Rav Sheshes said, no, you can't even go back to the employer. My ain't over, what does it mean when it says he doesn't violate? Not to say he doesn't violate, but you can still go back to the employer to demand. Ain't obitoras lavor. There's no grounds for violating because the employee doesn't have a claim on the employer anymore. He only has a claim on the storekeeper. Rav Sheshes. They asked another question of Rav Sheshes, talking about this mitzvah of paying an employee the day he finishes his work. So till now we've been talking about a sachir yom, someone hired for a day. They asked Rav Sheshes, what about kablanos? What about a person hired to do a job? Over all of Mishum Baltalin, is there a violation of Baltalin in not paying him right away? You know, over all of Mishum Baltalin. Maybe there is no violation of Baltalin in not paying him right away. What does this question depend on? The following issue. Uman kona bishvach kli. How do we define the nature of a craftsman? We learned back in Masechet Bava Kama that there's something called shinui kona. That by changing an object, a thief can acquire the object. How do we understand the nature of a craftsman? I give a craftsman a couple of pieces of wood. I said to him, make out of this wood a table. Is it that the wood is mine, and he's working to make the table. All along, the table is mine as it goes through the different stages. Then he gives it back to me as a table, and I pay him. Or is it that once he takes the wood and he starts to change the wood, he starts to sand it, he starts to shellac it, he cuts it to size, he's changed it so much, it becomes his. It's actually his wood. And it's his table. And then when he finishes the table, he's selling me what is his table to me. Is that what's going on? Is it uman kone b'shevach kli, that the craftsman owns it because of the improvement? And therefore, at the end of the time when he gives it back to me, he's selling to me the improvements that were his, that were in the object. If that's the case, halvahi, then when he sells it back to me, you can say it's a return of a loan. I had loaned him wood. He's now returning the loan. So in returning loans, you don't have the law of you better do it on time. That's the law is only in terms of hired workers. So is it that uman kona b'shvachli? Oh, or maybe ain't uman kona b'shvachli. When he's working on my wood, he's not acquiring it. It's not his. It's still my wood. He's working for me. Uschirasi, it's a type of employment. It's a type of rental. I rented him. I hired him. He's hired to do a job. He's not hired by time. He's not hired by days. He's hired by the job. So then if I'm late in paying, if I don't pay right away, that's already the laws of Baal Talent.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. If it's Oman and I give him material,
right,
I can understand.
Right.
But what about the lack of lanut? If we take it, like, if we take somebody to do my roof,
good. So maybe he acquires your roof.
I don't pay him on time.
But maybe he owns your roof by when he was working on your roof for that time. He owned those pieces of wood. So then he's selling it back to you. Maybe that's what's going on. Or maybe he's a safir. So Amar Lahu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said to them, Over, the Balabayit violates Baal Talin if he doesn't pay the contractor on time.
But on time doesn't mean every day.
When the job is done. He has to pay him within a few hours of when the job was done, as we've seen earlier.
Or other owners of Shomer.
What's that?
It's owners of Shomer of his wood. It's theirs and own the wood, the contractor.
That would be the way you would understand it, right? But we're saying that the bottom line is, when he was hired to do a job, once he finishes the job, he should be paid right away.
Rabbi, or otherwise, pre-agreement, whatever the agreement is.
Pre-agreement would always change things, right?
Rabbi, if the employer does not have the money, is he obligated to sell objects or land to pay the worker?
Sure, he has to give a piece of land. You have to give him apartment free.
I think so. For a Tanya, but didn't we learn in a Braisa Eino Over that with a contractor there is no violation? It's like Mara says, Hasam, that was a case. Where the guy who hired the contractor had brought the contractor to the storekeeper and the money changer and said, these people are going to be the ones who are going to pay you. Name Misayele, let me bring a proof to this. We learned, Tanosin Talisa Luman. If you give your talis to a craftsman, Gamra Vahodio, if he finished his, making it, and he informed you that he finished it, but he hasn't given it back to you. I feel Mikan Vadasara Yamim, even if it takes 10 days for you to pay. Ain't over Mishum Baal Talon. You're not yet violating Baal Talon. But if, Nasnalo, if he gave it back to you, Bechatziayo, if he gave it back to you at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, in the middle of the day, Mishashak Alav Chama, if the sun sets and you haven't yet paid him, over Mishum Baal Talon, you're violating Baal Talon. V'yamet, if you're going to tell me, Uman Kona B'Shvach Kli, that the craftsman acquired it, and he gave you what is his, and now you owe him money because it's a loan that he's loaning you. It's waiting for a repayment of a loan. So am I over? So then why is there the law of Baal Talin? So it's a proof to Rav Sheshes that there is a law of Baal Talin. I'm Rav Mari, Braid Rav Kahana. So Rav Mari, the son of Rav Kahana, said, maybe not. I could tell you that the case over here was Begarda de Sarvala. When he handed him this cotton garment. How do they translate garda to sarvala?
Thick, just a thick garment.
A thick garment, so there's no improvement of the craftsman. The craftsman's just combing it through. He's not improving it in any way. So Lamayu Yavanile, why did he give it to him? I'm sorry, the Rekuche, he gave it to him to soften it. So he one second, Haidu Shvachi, so he is improving it. Now, lo tzricha de ka'agra mine levetushe betushe levetushe and betushe betushe b'ma'asa. So in other words, ja'agra mine levetushe betasha uvetasha b'ma'asa. The case is like this. He hired this man to soften up this garment by bending it, by pounding it, by hitting it. And every act of pounding, there's one coin for it. So it's not really that there is a hiring for a job and the guy acquired the improvements and then he's selling it back to me. That's not what's going on here. What's going on here is that he was hired to do certain activities. So that's, he's an employee. So then if I don't pay him, I am violating Baal Talin. So maybe generally, it's not approved to Rav Sheshes, maybe generally a craftsman does acquire it. But in this case, where the craftsman was hired to do a repetitive act, and each time he did the act, it'd be a payment, there we would say that in fact he's an employee, and there's the law of Baal Talin for not paying him on
time. Rabbi, if you go to the barbershop owns your head?
The punishment is the result of not paying
someone
on time. What's the
consequence? It's a prohibition. You agree with Korba? No. So the Mishnah said, Sachir Bismano. If the hired man comes, let's say, finish the job at 2 o'clock, and he comes at 3, and he demands the wage, and I say I already paid him, so he just swears and he gets the wage. Sachir, if he's a hired man, why did the sages institute that he can swear and collect? I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, "I'm Shmuel. I'm Shmuel. Halachos gedolos shanikan. These are great halachos." And normally, when we say the word halacha, it's a reference to a tradition that Hashem told Moshe at Sinai. Halacha l'Moshe miSinai. So great laws here. In other words, laws that are beyond your understanding. So one second, Hani Hilchas Ninu. This is halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Hani Takanos Ninu. This is a din d'rabbanan. This is a rabbinic enactment that a worker swears and collects. Elam Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. So rather, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Takanos Gedolos Shanukan. Great rabbinic enactments were taught here. It's a great rabbinic enactment. So what do you mean, great? Gedolos Mechlal Di Koktanos. Great, implying that you have others that are small. I mean, all rabbinic enactments are great. Elam Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. So rather, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, what's going on here is takanos kavuos kavukan. Laws that were established, laws of theft, were made here. In other words, the Torah law normally is that whenever there is a demand, if there is an oath, the oath is by the person against whom the demand is leveled. And by swearing, he doesn't have to pay. So, for example, if a guy is watching an object, and the owner of the object who had made the deposit comes to the watchman and says, "You have my object, you need to return it to me." And the man says, "I don't have it." He says, "I'm sure you do, you owe it to me." He says, "I don't." He says, "Swear to me." He swears. By swearing, he doesn't have to pay. If a man says, "You owe me 100," and the man against whom the claim was made says, "No, I owe you 20." And he says, "No, you owe me 100. He says, "So well, swear to me." So he swears that he doesn't owe the other 80, and he doesn't have to pay. The nature of swearing is to swear and not have to pay. It's not that the man who made the deposit says, "I swear I gave you the object, give me back the object," or "I swear that I lent you 100, give me back the other 80. It's not that you swear and take. It's you swear and are exempt. That's normally. But here the rabbis, in quotation marks, stole. The rabbis made a law that here, for an employee, he can swear and take. And we're going to see soon why. They made a law. Really, Shvuah de Baal HaBayis. Really, the oath should have been on the employer to swear that he already paid and not have to pay. But akru rabbanan l'shvud balabayas, the rabbis have uprooted the oath, the shadyu asachir, and they gave it to the worker. He can swear and collect. Why would they do that? So the first proposal, mishum k'dei chayav d'sachir, because the employee needs it to live. So the sages had compassion on him. He needs the money to live. They said, okay, you'll be believed with an oath. So the question is, really, is that fair? Mishum k'dei chayav d'sachir, because the employee needs it to live. Lafsad nolei l'balabayis, so for that reason we should cause a loss to the employer. Answer the Gemara, balabayis gufei nicholei. The employer himself, he's happy, the mishtaba sachir v'shakil. That the employee swear and take, he's happy that that's the law, because that way he'll have an easier time finding workers in the future. So you might as well say it the other way. Let the employer have the ability to swear and be exempt. Sachir gufei nichalei de mishtaba balabayas v'yipaka, and the employee would be happy that the owner can swear and be exempt. Ki echa de ligru, so that there'll be jobs available, and that people will be happy to hire others, because they won't worry that they're going to lose out on having to pay wages twice. So Gemara says, listen, giving a job, balabayas al korche agar. When an employer hires someone, he's doing it against his will. It's not up to him whether he wants to hire. He only hires because he needs to. If he would get away with it, he wouldn't hire. If he's hiring, it's because he needs to, so we don't need to do anything to make it easy for him to hire. So Gemara says, well, the same is true about an employee, sacher nami bal karche itgar. An employee is only going to work because he has to go to work. If he didn't have to go to work, he wouldn't want to go to work. So whether he wants to or not, he's going to go to work. So you don't have to do things to make it, you know, encouraging for him to go to work, because he's going to be able to swear and collect his wages. He's going to go to work anyway. Ella, so the real reason is like this. Initially, we would have thought that it's the owner who swears and is exempt. It was changed that the employee swears and collects, because Balabai is tarid b'polimu. The employer, we don't trust him. He says, I paid. Maybe he didn't. But why is he saying he paid and he's so sure he paid? Because he's confused. He's got 500 workers. He paid 430 of them. So he thinks this guy is part of the 430. But he doesn't really know. We don't trust him. We don't trust him when he says he paid. Because we know that he's so busy with the job and the stress and the work. Therefore, we make the employee swear and collect. Asks the Gemara, Ihaki, if that's the case, that we say that the employer is so distractive. So Nesav Lebeloshvul, let's let the employee collect even without swearing. You're right. The reason why we make the employee swear, K'dela Hafis Dato Shel Balabayas, just to make the Balabayas, the employer, feel better. Nesav Lebeedim. So Gemara asks, we have another way to solve this problem. We could say that any time somebody hires somebody else, he has to pay him with witnesses. So then if you have an argument, the guy says, you know, he didn't pay me yet. He says, I did pay him. Let's just see if there are witnesses. If there are no witnesses, we know he didn't pay. We know he did pay. Because if there are no witnesses, then we know he didn't pay yet. So my answer is trichalumil. So that would make it very inconvenient that every employer has to go run around looking for witnesses. So they didn't want to do that. Why don't we say that the employer should pay before the job is done. And then there won't be a fight about whether or not the guy was paid. So the Gemara says, no, shneim rotzim ba'kafa. Everyone prefers it be done on credit. The employer prefers that it be done on credit because he may not have the cash. And the employee refers that it be done on credit because he doesn't want to get paid first thing in the morning, because then the money might drop out of his pocket. By the time he goes home, he doesn't have the money. So he'd rather get paid when he's leaving the job. Iachi, if so, afilu katsats. So even if we have a fight about what the amount was, we also should say that the employee swears and collects. Nami, the employee should be believed with an oath. And Allah Matanya, why did we learn in Ebraisa? Uman Omer Shtayim Katsatz Dali. The craftsman says, you promised me two. Valo Omer, and the employer says, Lo katsatsi l'chala achas, I only promised you one. Hamotzi mechaver olav araya. We say that he only promised one. Prove that he was promised two to get two. So why don't we say, let him just swear and take two, because the employer forgot, because the employer is stressed. So the Gemara says, Ktsitsa, when there is an agreement about a price, Vadai midkar tefiru leila inchi. That people do remember. Just about whether or not they paid, they forget because of the stress. Iachi, if that's the case, that the employer is busy with his workers, afilu avar zman onami. So then even if the employee is asking for the wage after the day he finished, he's asking 3 days later, we should believe him with an oath. Ala matznan, why do we have our Mishnah avar zman, if it's past the time? Eino nishba venotel, he can't just swear and collect. Where it says that's for a different reason. Chazaka, there is a presumption that ain balabayas over mishum bal talent. It's true on the one hand we say that an employer probably forgot what's going on, but it's also true that we say that an employer doesn't violate bal talent. Therefore, he probably paid on time. Aiva Marta, but you said balabayas tarbu paul of hu. You said that an employer is all distracted. So where it says, yeah, he's distracted. Hani mili. It was before the time of the prohibition of not paying on time. He's distracted, he's stressed, he doesn't remember. But once it's the time to pay, after the time, once there are prohibitions ticking, Ramya Nafshi Midkar, he takes it to heart, he remembers, because he doesn't want to violate the law of Baal Talin. Thank you.